Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. We are tracing this Hebrew word emeth in the Bible because it is translated faithfulness and truth, both words that describe who God is. We have seen how this word is used in relation to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and last time we began to understand, by way of setting the context, how this word will apply in the life of David. We were on our way to find the word in the text when we had to finish, so let me give you a brief reminder of what we said, and then we will continue. At the beginning of 2 Samuel, David becomes king over all Israel. And as the sovereignty of God unfolds over the course of his long life, we find the faithfulness of the Lord in a covenant he makes with David. That covenant is found in 2 Samuel 7. We call this the Davidic covenant. Later, in 2 Samuel 23, verse 5, listen to what David himself says. For God has made an everlasting covenant with me. This is one of five irrevocable, unconditional covenants God makes with his people. We went over the other four last time. As 2 Samuel 7 begins, David is in his house, enjoying rest from all his enemies, when he comes up with what he thinks is a great way to honor the Lord. He wants to build God a house. A house in this context means a temple. At first, Nathan the prophet affirms David's plan, but later that same night, the Lord intervenes and says no. In fact, God reveals that just the opposite will happen. David will not build God a house, but God will build David a house. I am reading 2 Samuel 7, verse 11. The Lord declares to you that the Lord will make a house for you. And the Lord repeats this and adds to it in verse 16. Your house and your kingdom shall endure before me forever. Your throne shall be established forever. Now, this is an extraordinary covenant that God makes with David, and herein is much faithfulness, and here by house, God means a dynasty. Holy God will give David a dynasty. But David is a man, and he is a man who will die. David does not live on this earth forever. The Bible tells us about the passing of David. But David has a descendant who does live forever, and he is Jesus Christ. Let me read 2 Samuel 7, verses 11 and 12 together. The Lord will make a house for you when your days are complete and you lie down with your fathers. Well, this tells us David will die. When your days are complete and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your descendant after you, who will come forth from you, and I will establish his kingdom. Now, there is mention of David's descendant. This is Jesus. How do we know that? Well, verse 16, which I read, makes this clear in the context of the whole of Scripture. Verse 16 says, your house and your kingdom shall endure before me forever. Your throne shall be established forever. Listen to how Luke connects this to Christ. Here is an Old Testament, New Testament connection. I'm reading Luke chapter 1, part of verse 32 and verse 33. Luke 1, 32 and 33 says this in reference to Jesus. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. In 2 Samuel 7, verse 16, we have reference to a house, a kingdom, and a throne. And in Luke 1, 32 to 33, we have reference to a house, a kingdom, and a throne. The house, kingdom, and throne of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who is the descendant of David, and it is Jesus who fulfills the Davidic covenant. This is why God's covenant with David lasts forever. The covenantal promise God makes with David goes well beyond David's lifetime. This is an eternal covenant in which the faithfulness of God shines forever. David acknowledges this. I am reading 2 Samuel 7, verses 18 and 19, in which he responds to the Lord in prayer. Then David the king went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, "Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that you have brought me this far? And yet this was insignificant in your eyes, O Lord God. For you have spoken also of the house of your servant concerning the distant future." I'll highlight those words, distant future. Oh yes, this covenant ultimately speaks of Christ's house, kingdom, and throne. And this brings us further along in David's response to God in prayer to this. I am reading 2 Samuel 7, verses 25 through 29. "Now therefore, O Lord God, the word that you have spoken concerning your servant and his house, confirm it forever and do as you have spoken, that your name may be magnified forever by saying, 'The Lord of hosts is God over Israel,' and may the house of your servant David be established before you. For you, O Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, have made a revelation to your servant, saying, 'I will build you a house.' Therefore, your servant has found courage to pray this prayer to you. Now, O Lord God, you are God, and your words are truth, and you have promised this good thing to your servant. Now, therefore, may it please you to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue forever before you. For you, O Lord God, have spoken, and with your blessing may the house of your servant be blessed forever." Here it is, the word MF in verse 28. It is translated truth. You are God and your words are truth. You are God and your words are MF. God is faithfully true. I have Psalm 89 verse 34 in mind. God says, "My covenant I will not violate, nor will I alter the utterance of my lips." God makes a promise and God keeps the promise faithfully. Well, since we have more time, let me flesh this out a little more so that you see how far this covenant takes the faithfulness of God. Let's spend some time in the New Testament to identify some of the texts in which Jesus is identified as the heir to David, just as 2 Samuel 7 says. We have already seen the connection between the covenant and Luke 1, 32 and 33. Now let's look at the Lord being fully human and coming into the world through the lineage of David. That is, when we read the genealogies at the beginning of the Gospels, we find clearly that Jesus was born from the human line of David. Both Matthew and Luke make clear that Joseph, Jesus' earthly father, and Mary, Jesus' earthly mother, were descendants of David. I do not have time to read the genealogies, but you could and should. Let me give you a few verses. Matthew 1 verse 6 says, "Jesse was the father of David the king." Then verse 16 says, "Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, by whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah." So we have Jesse to David, eventually to a man named Jacob, to Joseph to Jesus. Matthew's Gospel chapter 1. Then, coming back to Luke chapter 1 and verse 27, Luke tells us about, quote, "a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the descendants of David. And the virgin's name was Mary." That proves that Jesus was a descendant of David, fully supporting the 2 Samuel 7 covenant. Staying in the Gospel of Luke, we come to his genealogy for Christ. And in chapter 3 and verse 23, Luke writes, "When Jesus began his ministry, Jesus himself was about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph." So Luke correctly puts Joseph, the human father of Jesus, in the line of David, which is made evident when we keep reading and, following the genealogy, come to verse 31. This is Luke 3, verse 31. The son of Maliah, the son of Menah, the son of Mattathah, the son of Nathan, the son of David. Jesus is fully human, and he was born in the lineage of David. Both Joseph and Mary came from David's line. Oh, another example of why genealogies in the Bible matter deeply. Do not skip over them. I do not want to inundate you with scripture per se, especially if by doing so you miss the main point. However, for those of you who want to go deeper and are not otherwise distracted, listen to what the Apostle Paul writes in Romans 1 verse 3 and in 2 Timothy 2 verse 8. God's Son, who was born of a descendant of David according to the flesh. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, descendant of David according to my gospel. Romans 1, 3, and 2 Timothy 2, 8. And then, in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 16, listen to the very words of the Christ. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. There you have it, the definitive statement. Friends, Jesus is the fulfillment of the Davidic covenant, which Father God faithfully keeps. God is faithful, and we will discuss this more next time, because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.